This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com. But we spell that uniquely CHRCH, Church Online, because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. Well, here we are. We have made it to 2025. And I know there's some of you listening that you never thought you'd make it to 2025, but yet here we are. And whenever we turn the calendar page, I know we always get that, you know, the thought in our mind, like it's a new beginning, get new direction, just sort of a new orientation for our lives. And this morning, I wanted to talk about, well, how do we do that? What's the best way? No, I'm not talking about a New Year's resolution. If you've been around me for a while, and I know many of you haven't, but if you've been around my teaching for a while, I don't necessarily believe in resolutions because I feel like resolutions are something that we will abandon. Here we are 3 days into January, and there are people that have already lost their resolution. So I don't believe necessarily in a resolution, but I do think that it's always a great time for us to get an orientation. Now, when I say that, what do I mean? Well, I think in terms of a map and a compass, because I was a soldier in the United States Army, and I learned back in those days, before GPS, there was maps and there was compasses. And the first thing that you have to do in order to find your direction, in order to find your way, is to find that orientation. Get that map settled in and fixed in the right way. And of course, finding the thing that is true north. That is the most important idea in map and compass direction finding. You got to know your compass is going to pull in a certain direction, and you need to know that immovable thing. Where is north? And of course, as a follower of Jesus, the one thing that is absolutely immovable is Jesus. In fact, it says in Hebrews 13, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Literally, Jesus is yesterday, today, and forever the same. He is our true north. He is the one thing that we need to orient our lives toward. So as we are thinking about a new direction, a new year, like I said, maybe many of us have already abandoned our resolution, but we still want to have a good start. We want to have a good year ahead. And the way to do that is the proper orientation with our lives. Now, how do we find that? Of course, the Word of God. The Word of God is the key. And let me give you one phrase that's helpful to me, one paragraph. This is from Hebrews chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. It says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Okay, in this passage, this is our orientation. This is our direction-finding key. This little small paragraph gives us a great way to enter this new year. First, it starts out, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. And we think to ourselves, a cloud of witnesses, that almost makes us think that we're an athlete in a stadium. And that's really the language that the writer of Hebrews has chosen here, to make us think that there are these witnesses who are keeping their eyes on us. There's two ways we can look at that. Number one is there are people in this world who are watching us. They've got their eyes on us. They want to see how we're going to do. They want to see if you've declared yourself a Christian. I promise you, there is somebody who's watching and wants to see how you handle certain things. So there are, you know, sometimes it's our children, grandchildren. Sometimes it's our neighbors, our friends. Sometimes it's just coworkers, somebody that you have declared a Christian, that you are a Christian. Somebody's going to keep their eyes on us. There's also the idea that this great cloud of witnesses, because the writer of Hebrews also talks about those people that have gone on before. And I'm talking about the disciples themselves, the Apostle Paul, all of those disciples of the disciples, they have gone on before. And it's not as if they could see, but we have to think about them in those terms. If they were watching us, what would they see? Would they look at our lives and see, okay, this individual's life, they line up with Scripture. Their life looks like a follower of Jesus should look. So if there's something in us, if we thought of our lives, and maybe we thought of 2024 in that way, and that immediately calls to mind some things that we don't like about this past year, is there something we need to lay aside? Like it says in the verse, lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Is there something in our lives that we need to lay aside? A sin, something in us that is not good that we need to get rid of. Now, of course, we lay it aside, but we remind ourselves, the Bible also says, we cast our cares on Him because He cares for us. As we're laying aside the weight, we need to give it to Jesus. We need to lay it into His hands, or like our New Year's resolution that's already gone, we're just going to get rid of the getting rid of. It's going to be hard for us to just lay this thing aside on our own. We need help in that situation, and we need the help of God. Then it says, and we need to run with endurance. We need to press on, keep going, don't stop. There'll be little trip-ups, slip-ups along the way, but we need to keep going. And the key phrase in this one is in verse 2. In the King James, in the New King James Version, it says, looking unto Jesus. Some other Bibles will say, fix our eyes on Jesus, or keeping our eyes on Jesus. That's the key to good orientation. And that's true with map and compass. We need to get our fix. We need to know where we are and then which way we need to go. That's our fix. And we need to keep our eyes on that. Something big, something immovable, a mountain, a building, something that's going to give us the proper direction. For us as a follower of Jesus, it is Him. Remember I said He is that immovable thing. That's how we need to go into 2025, fixing our eyes on Jesus. What is His direction? What is His orientation? He's called in this Bible the author and finisher of our faith. In other Bibles, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. He's the one who has gone on before. He's the one who did it all on the cross. That is our orientation, Jesus. So thinking about the new year ahead, ask yourself that. If I were to fix my eyes on Him, if I were to press on toward Him in 2025, keeping Him as the forefront of my life, what would it look like? One last verse, Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to His disciples, if anyone wants to follow after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me. That's what moving into the new year with good orientation looks like. Denying yourself, taking up His cross, following Him, doing the things He did. Just a little thought, just a little wisdom as we start out our new year. Can you get your orientation fixed on Jesus? Throw off the weight of this thing, this sin that has ensnared us, so easily entangled us, and let us run with endurance the race marked out for us.